Morning, Alan.
You want to talk to me today about helmet safety, and I take it as to do with cycling. What's the story, Jim?
Oh, definitely. Thank you for the opportunity. And I just want to raise awareness around the importance of helmet wearing, because I can guarantee you, Alan, that I wouldn't be speaking to you this morning or to your listeners, despite without the... Definitely, like last weekend, I was in a kind of a serious accident there where I was knocked off my bicycle. I was rear-ended accidentally, obviously, by a driver as I was on my way from New Ross to Inishteig. And then I ended up in the emergency unit down in Waterford in Arkeen Hospital. But thanks to my helmet, I'm here to talk to you.
Right, okay. So can you talk to me a little bit about what actually happened? So you say it was an accident. Obviously, that's subject to an inquiry, etc., an investigation. But did you go over the handlebars of your bike, or what happened to you, Jim?
Yeah, the driver, I just really want to thank her who stopped. She witnessed the whole lot. And then Carol Andrea is her name. She's from Duncormick there. I could still see her face. She stopped and she assisted me and she saw everything. And apparently... was thrown into the air, and then I landed in the windscreen of the car, and then I was tossed onto the road, where I remained for some time before the emergency services came, and they took 100% care charge and gave me top class care. So I'm very grateful to nurses in Arkeen and to the doctor who looked after me. Right. I feel privileged to be able to even talk to you, because I was in a lot of pain and very sore, and just neck and stiffness and back sore and cuts and scars and that. But the main thing was the helmet. I found my helmet, and the guards recovered it, and they gave it to me. And it's seriously indented. It's in tatters. The back was broken off of it, so I came down. The biggest impact was in my head at the back, so that definitely saved me.
All right, and I obviously you are a very keen cyclist. Has anything like this happened to you before? Have you had any accidents before?
I just took up cycling just to strengthen it, and knee I had there because I had an operation on the knee. And I said to myself, I go back on the bike again, and I kind of do a 40k spin around the Inishteig, Thomastown, head down towards the Roar, then head back up into Greig. It's a lovely, beautiful area. A lot of cyclists on that road. We kind of observe the fact that safety is of paramount importance. Going in groups, I'd say, Alan, is probably a key, and wearing a high-vis vest, right, and even having those little flashing red lights at the back, because a driver, you know, the bins are fairly sharp there. There's much room for a cyclist there, and I would ask drivers to be particularly observant when they and spot cyclists on the road.
Okay, has it put you off cycling? I mean, your injuries, how serious are they now?
No, to be honest with you, I'm kind of stiff and sore and just resting these days. But my plan is, Jamie Coyle is a great Wexford man, a big fan of Jamie's. If Jamie falls off the horse, he hops up again. So if I fall off the bike, I think I'll want Jamie to pop up again. So I know I'll hop up again soon, but not in the immediate future.
Right. So, I mean, there's a message that you're sending out quite clearly. Obviously, we can't go too much into what has happened to you because it's subject to a guard investigation, obviously. So I can't delve into that. But I think you didn't come on to talk about that aspect of it because you appreciate legally we can't go into that. You came on specifically to talk about the importance of buying a proper and wearing a proper helmet at all times when cycling.
Oh, without a doubt. I think when you're getting your helmet, there's a little symbol on it, kind of a knee symbol on it that specifies the safety and the merit of the helmet. So just give a look at that. And I'm sure most cyclist shops are going to have the proper one anyhow. But I suppose strapping it on, it's like the safety belt in the car. Make sure you put it on. Unfortunately, there was an accident here in Kilkenny yesterday where I got knocked off one of those electric scooters. Poor little lad, and commiserations to his family. Must be tragic for them this morning. But with regard to that helmet, like it definitely saved me. It saved my first cousin of mine before. He rang me to tell me that he had a similar incident down in Kerry, and the helmet saved him as well. Look, all I want to do, Alan, is make sure if I get one more person to tag on that helmet today, I'd be happy.
Well, look, thank you for coming on air and talking to us. And I'm glad that you're well, and I'm glad that you'll get back on the bike, inspired by our very own Jamie Codd as well. thanks for talking to us, Jim. Good morning to you.
You're very, very welcome, Alan. Thank you, Alan. Thank you. Best of luck.